Bibles, please, to the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 5. Book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter number 5. We're going to look at verse number 18. Ask you to stand, please, while we read the word. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Father, thank you for the Lord Jesus, and thank you for the privilege that we have to be in the house of God, hear the singing of the songs, and surely have been a blessing to our hearts to have been here already today. Thank you, Lord, for your presence and the sweet spirit that has prevailed. And now, Lord, in the preaching of the word of God, I pray for that divine touch of God. Help us stand in the power of God. I pray for the illumination of the Holy Spirit upon our minds. And I pray you'd help us, God, to say what we need to say. And Spirit and the power of God, take it and speak to hearts. Convict those that are unsaved and those who need to get right with God. Help those who need help, encouragement, and strength. I pray for those who have been through hard times recently and bereavements and sorrow, some in sickness, some in family situations. But, Lord, you know every need there is in the house today. Take the word of God, speak to all of our hearts, and help us, and we'll thank you and praise you. And all that you do, we pray in Jesus' name, amen. And amen. You may be seated. I'm taking the word thanks and using it today and doing an acrostic with that and taking each letter of the word and letting it stand for something. And then we're entering in this week of Thanksgiving. I thought about the message I started Wednesday night, but God just didn't give me peace about that. And got in on this. You've heard me mention it. Some of you have many times. I've run by it real rapidly, but I want to park on it today and talk about this word thanks. And notice, if you will, please, in way of introduction, just the context of it. In verse 16, rejoice evermore. Verse 17, pray without ceasing. Then he gives us the text verse I just read to you. And then in verse number 19, quench not the spirit. Verse number 20, despise not prophesying. Verse 21, prove all things, hold that which is good. And then abstain from all appearance of evil. And so in the midst of some exhortations that he's given to the church and given to saved people, he's saying to them, now in everything give thanks. And in that day they were being persecuted. They were having a hard time in that sense. But he said, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God. And as we enter in this week of Thanksgiving, let me say, it is the will of God that we give thanks. Our country's in a mess. We have things in the economy's in a mess. And all everything like that may be looking bad. But I want you to know today that we still have a lot to give God thanks for. Amen. Amen. Thank God we can still say thank you, Lord. And God deserves all the thanks that we'll ever give him and then some. I thank him and I pray. Hey, just being here this morning, it's already been a blessing being in the house of God. Hear the singing, meet folk and have fellowship and just be, I say praise the Lord and hallelujah. It's good to be in the house of God. And so we got a lot to thank God for and give him praise for. And I hope today God will help us as we share this with you. And I try not to labor too much on all the points I've got here today, but I pray God will help us, give you what God wants me to do and obey him. And if we do that, it'll be fine. Amen. It'll be fine. So I thank God for his goodness to us. And as we look at these letters, some of them, I'll have a couple of things I want to say, but one main I'll labor a little bit more with than the others. But I want you to look at the word thanks. And let's look at it together. T. And when you say T, what are you thinking of? Well, I want to just plug this in right here. Trinity. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. I thank God for the Trinity. Amen. Because he made me and he created all things and he's the author of my salvation. Somebody put it like this. God thought it. Jesus Christ the Son, he bought it. And God the Holy Spirit, he wrought it. And I say amen to all of that. Amen. I'm glad for the Trinity in my salvation. Because God so loved the world, he gave. And Jesus loved me enough that he went to the cross of Calvary and paid the price. And then rose from the dead. And then the Holy Spirit came to me one day and brought conviction and drew me. And then he birthed me in the family of God. Baptized me into the body. Sealed me into the body. I say hallelujah. I'm glad for the Trinity. I'm glad for the Trinity's work and my salvation. And I praise God for that. But let me say today too, for the letter T, I thank God for time. Now time is something that God has given to us on this side of eternity, because it means nothing in the other side of eternity. It's one eternal day. But now we look at time. We think of years, hours, minutes, and some folk here have been on this earth longer than others, and some are carrying babies in their arms and just not been living long. But no matter what the situation may be, we ought to thank God that he gave us time. God gave us life. And we wouldn't have any time if we didn't have life. And so, but God gives us a time that we live. I thank God for the time that he's given me. Amen. And last night we was talking about it in prayer, in a special prayer we had. I asked Brother Bill always, when I asked Bill, hey, how you doing? He says, better than I deserve. And that is absolutely right. He's doing better than he deserves. I'm doing better than I deserve. And you're really doing better than you deserve. And then when you look at it, not only saved people, but unsaved alike. Because, preacher, how can you say that? Because unsaved are not already in hell. They ought to be thankful that God's been merciful to them and keep them out of hell this fall. Amen. And I'm glad, praise God, for time. I'm glad today you come to the house of God here at Gateway Baptist Church. I'm thankful that you found your way here. I don't believe you're here by accident, but by divine appointment. Amen. And I believe God brought you in to hear the word of God. And thinking about time, thank God he gives you time to get saved. Hey, this is your time. And you ought to be thankful God let you live. God gave you breath. God let you come. And you're in the house of God hearing the preacher preach. You've been here hearing singing and songs that had meaning to them. And here you are now today hearing preaching. And God chose by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. That being true, and it is true, then thank God he gives you time today to come to the house of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse number 2. For he saith, I've heard of thee in a time accepted. In the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. I've read that verse. I've quoted that verse. I've used that verse many times. But somehow this past week, it really got a hold of me. He said, God gave me time. And two times in that verse, he says, behold. And anytime God says, behold, you better pay attention what he's wanting you to behold. He said, behold, now is the accepted time. You say, preacher, when should I get saved? Right now. Amen. You don't have to wait the invitation to get saved. You can get saved right now. And now's the time of accepted time. Now is the day of salvation. You say, preacher, but I don't know what to do. Hey, you're here and you realize you're lost and realize you don't know Jesus Christ, realize you're not going to heaven. Then God's giving you time to get saved right now. And this day today, God giving to you, and you ought to be thankful. And you that are saved, you ought to praise God that he saved you one day, that he gave you time to get saved. You could have died and went to hell, and God still be a just and a holy God. And I could have died, been in hell burning today, and God still would have been just and holy, but God gave me time to get saved. I say hallelujah, and God gives us time on this side of eternity to get ready. Amen. There's no time on the other side to get ready. It's all on this side. And I thank God for time that he gives us and time to serve him. And you realize that God has given us time to not only get saved, but time to serve Him and to thank Him. And that word T, that letter T could say for just being thankful to God for what He's done for us. And I thank Him and I praise Him today. I'll get over this letter T because we'll be here all day. Amen. And Faith, she'll get on to me because she didn't get to go eat lunch. But anyway, never mind. I'll straighten her out later. But anyway, time. That letter T, it stands for a whole lot. But we'll leave it at that. But thing that really God impressed on my mind was time. For people to get saved. Time. And I can't thank God enough for the fact that He gave me time to get saved and born in the family of God. Thank Him for that. That word H, that letter H, as you come in the word thanks, and you think of health, and some of our health is not as good as it used to be. Some are in good health, some not so good. But I tell you one thing, I thank God I had health enough to get out of bed this morning. Thank God I had health enough to come to the house of God. I thank God for that. Amen. Hey, I could be down in the hospital, sick. I could be at home, couldn't get out of bed. I could be in a nursing home somewhere and couldn't help myself at all. And all that. God's give us help. We ought to praise God and thank Him for that. Amen. I didn't pastor her, but I knew a lady in Rural Retreat. And I got to know her and through some of our people to come to church. And I would go visit her. And she was laid in bed every day. She could not get out of bed. Her hands were drawn like that. She could not straighten them out in any way. And she would be in bed. I would go there and visit her and try to encourage her. I never went away from there. But what God had not encouraged my heart, because she blessed me more than I could ever help her. She'd say, thank God I can hold a pencil. Thank God I can write. And she'd write letters. And she'd write thank you notes. And she'd just write somebody an encouragement thought with that little old hand. She's just a little bitty lady. Her hand's so drawn. I'd go in there and look at her, and I felt like a heel. I might have been complaining because I had a headache, or been complaining because I didn't feel real good. I was tired. And there she lay, and she'd take that little old hand right. And she, every time I go in a room, she'd smile at me and say, pretty good to see you. And I'd ask her, how you doing? Doing fine, doing fine. I said, hallelujah. We got a lot to praise God for in our health. But let me say today, I praise God for heaven. Amen, glory to God. And the older I get, the better it's looking. Other side's looking real good. Amen, heaven, heaven, heaven. I'm glad I'm going to heaven. Amen. And heaven's a real place. It's not make-believe fairy tale. Look with me, please, in 1 Peter chapter number 1. 1 Peter chapter number 1. Don't you see this? And verse number 3, beginning there. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. I say hallelujah. It's reserved for me in heaven. He's got a place for me and reserved. Verse 5 says, who are kept by the power of God. And I say hallelujah for that one too. But heaven, I say praise the Lord for heaven. I want you to look with me in Revelation chapter 21, verse 4. Revelation 21 and verse 4. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. I'm so glad, praise God, going to be a day and a time, a place where there'll never be a death. There'll never be another funeral service. Thank God. There won't be any more, Sister Wanda. I'm glad we're going to a place where there'll never be any more pain. And there'll never be more sorrow, no heartaches. I say hallelujah. I'm glad I'm going to that place. Look at verse number 18, that same chapter. And the building of the wall of it was of jasper, talking about the city, is pure gold and like unto crystal glass. Look at verse 21. 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every seventh gate was of one pearl. and the street of it was of pure gold. I say, hallelujah. There's more verses there about all that, but look at verse 22. I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. And I say, glory, hallelujah. Look at chapter 22. And if you look down in verse number 3, and there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it. His servants shall serve him. They shall see his face. His name shall be in their foreheads. And there shall be no night there. And they have no need of candle, neither light of the sun. For the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. And I say hallelujah and hallelujah. I'm glad I'm going to that place. Amen. Won't need a house of God because he's going to be there. Amen. It's all about him anyway. And then won't need light. Somebody said someday, sign to say someday the sun's going to nova. That means it's going to get real bright and then it's going to go out. Well, let her nova. Where I'm going don't need the sun. Amen. You say you have to have sun to live. No, no. In heaven, he is the light thereof. He's the power thereof. He's the energy thereof. I say glory to God and hallelujah. I'm glad I'm going to a place and they're going to wipe all tears from her eyes. I saw Sister Wanda and her family yesterday as they buried their brother. And the tears flowed. And rightfully so, it's all right to weep and grieve. But we sorrow not as those which have no hope. But I remember when we got the word about Sister Pat. And Pat McPherson used to invite us up to her house. You're talking about frying chicken. Hallelujah. And orange skillet. Fried chicken. Make biscuits. It'd make your tongue slap your brains. I mean, that was good stuff. And we used to aggravate her. She'd come by the house. And we'd be talking about the church, about the works of the Lord and things of God. And she started to leave. I say, Pat, let's talk a while. Half an hour later, she'd be sitting there talking. And I'd aggravate her, and we'd have a good time together. And I remember that day I got the word she had gone on to glory, killed in a car wreck. And my heart sunk, and I know Faith and all the family. But you know what? I knew that she knew Jesus Christ as her Lord and her Savior. And there's going to be a day I'm going to see her again. Hallelujah. There's going to be a day, my mama, I'm going to see her again. I remember being called to hospital that night. My dad passed away. I'd been to another hospital and visited that day. I was pastoring a rural retreat. I'd come back by my dad's house because I knew he hadn't been feeling good. He's trying to do some painting. I brought some old clothes with me. I put them on so I could paint. And I was trying to help Dad paint. Dad had to go to work on second shift. So he left and I was painting until pretty late, and then I went on home. I got home and got a phone call that my dad was in the hospital. I need to come quickly. I got to the hospital in time to walk in the room. Back in those days, they didn't have the oxygen they put in your nose like they do now. Life support and all that stuff. They had him laying in a bed with a plastic around him and pumping oxygen in. I walked in, and when I walked in the room, my dad raised his hand, smiled. Then he soon, last thing he did, couldn't speak, but I saw him smile and wave at me. I believe the next time I see him, he'll be waving and smiling. Hallelujah. I'm glad I'm going to heaven. Amen. Got a home over there. Amen. Mom over there, remember my granny Heath, and you remember her, Linda, and she would throw her bonnet in there and praise God. I was just a little old bitty fella in the little white building before they built a new church in Claghorn Valley. But my granny, I'm going to be a day I'll see granny again. Hallelujah. I don't know if she'll have a bonnet or not, but I know one thing. She'll be waving her hand for Jesus and praising him. I say glory to God. I'm glad there is a place called heaven. That's my home. I'm not at home down here. I'm a stranger and a pilgrim passing through. I'm going to go home one day and be with him forever and forever. And today I thank God there is a heaven. Amen. I thank God that's my home. I'm glad I got a name written down over there. And heaven is my home. T-H, I got to go. We're going to be here all day, sure enough. Amen. But praise God, I got a little glory in my soul. Talking about heaven. Amen. Glory to God. It's real. It's real. Amen. You, we live down. Hey, you say, preacher, I don't know about that shouting. Listen, you're living in the quietest world you ever going to live in. In hell, they scream and cry. In heaven, they shout and glory, hallelujah. In fact, is read Revelation 4 and 5. They're saying, worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Hallelujah. One day I'm going to join in that crowd and praise his holy name, trying to practice up a little bit down here getting ready. Amen, Brother Ben. Praise him. He's worthy, worthy. What a day that'll be. Hey, the streets are gold. Gates of pearl. I've never seen a pearl big enough to make a gate out of it. And streets paved with gold. Said the whole city's like transparent glass. It's a pure gold. You say, preacher, pure gold? No, you've never seen pure gold. God's the only one can make pure gold. And that city and that place is beautiful. But the best part about it, Jesus will be there. Hallelujah. I shall see him that loved me and gave himself for me. I say glory to God. Brother Grubb, Hallelujah. Amen. That's enough to make you want to go, And glory at the same time. I say praise God. You say praise God. You're kind of excited. I am. Thank God I'm saved going to heaven. If you hear I'm gone, don't you tell anybody I'm dead. You telling me gone to heaven. Amen. Just going on to glory. Just went home, and that's where we'll be. Well, let's look at the A real quick. T-H-A, I think that's how you spell it. Amen. I got the preacher, forgot how to spell it. But T-H-A, A can stand for America. Now, listen, in America, a lot of things I don't like going on in America, but I still thank God I live in a land of America. I'm glad God let me be born in America. God let me be raised in America. I had the liberty and the freedom to go to church, be taught the word of God, had a Bible all my life, had exposure to the Bible all my life. I've been preached to all my life. I say praise God. Hey, some countries I could have been born in, I couldn't even had a copy of the word of God. I wouldn't even had the privilege to go to church. I wouldn't had churches like we have. Hey, we got a lot to be thankful for about America. Amen. And even today, we got to come to church. They didn't even buy, stop and check where we was going, or count how many people came in here, or who they were, to get your identification, or keep a spying on you and all that stuff. If they are, I don't know about it. Amen. But you never know today what's going on. But I'm telling you this, we have liberty to go to the house of God and worship God. Hallelujah. Thank God I live in America. Amen. Thank God for America. And not only the America, but for now notice in our text, back to our text, verse 18, verse Thessalonians. In everything give thanks. Now I want to show you something over in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20. Giving thanks always. There's an A, always. For all, there's another A, for all things. Now get it. Giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In our text verse back in 1 Thessalonians, it says the will of God. And so it's the will of God to give him thanks for all things, all the time. And I don't always do that. Do you? Give thanks for all things, all the time. In everything give thanks. Romans 8:28. For we know that everything works the good of them that love God and the call according to his purpose. I talked to somebody the other day, and we were talking about praying and asking God, and we knew that if we ask God to do what's necessary to get somebody to come to God or get them right with God, we don't know what may happen. We don't know what may take place. And the individual was talking to me about that, and I understand where they were coming from, and I made this statement. I said, God always does what's right. God never does anything wrong. If God always does what's right, then I can always trust him for everything that he does and allows to happen in my life. If I'm where I need to be with God, if I'm asking God to, in his will for something, I can trust him to do absolutely what is right in that circumstance. I don't have to worry about it. I say glory to God. I believe I'll stop there and just praise him again and thank him that I can trust him for whatever comes in my life. He'll take care of it. Amen. Praise God and the Lamb forever. You can trust him. It's all right. It's okay. He'll always do what's right. Everything's right on time with God. God's never late, never early, but always on time. I say hallelujah and thank him for it. But let's look at the letter N. And I just say needs. I'm glad God supplies all our needs. Philippians 4:19. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Now, it didn't say by the government or by somebody, but by Christ Jesus. He supplies all of our needs. And there's a lot we could say about that, but aren't you glad that he supplies all your needs? Amen. Aren't you glad? God knows how to do that. God's been good to us. But I can think back. Times when I needed things, and back when I was in Whiteville, North Carolina, I remember a time I needed tires on a car. I had Pat's dad with me and somebody else. I'd tell them how I was used to ice. It was in the wintertime, and we didn't get much snow and ice down there, but we had some at night, but we was going to church somewhere. I was telling them how good, I was used to that ice and that kind of stuff on the road. We were driving down the road, and all of a sudden, I lost that thing. We went in a ditch that had water in it, water coming in the car. There we were. Billy Mack, you looked at me, said, I thought you was used to this. Well, finally got it out, finally did all that. Now, this is tying what I just said a while ago, all things work together for good. Well, the man that we witnessed to and tried to win to God and all that lived just a couple of houses up from where I lived. And we took the car by there, and he took everything out of it, was going to let it dry out and trying to straighten it out for me. But when I went to pick up the car, it had four new tires on it. He didn't want to fix that, but he did that. I'm not even going to go in where he got the tires from. That's another story. I remember I was trying to win him to God. That's all I'm going to say. But it had four new tires. I didn't ask him where he got them. I just thanked the Lord and said, hallelujah, I got four new tires. Amen. Praise God. Oh, Anthony, remember a time when we was in Rue Retreat, summertime, eating supper, and had the screen door there, and the door was open. Of course, we didn't have it locked. And those days, but we was eating chicken. Anthony and I pulled a fully bone. He said, and I got the biggest end of it. And so whoever gets the biggest in the pulley bone is supposed to make a wish. I said, well, I just wish the Lord supply some meat. I got some taxes due, and I need some money. And I didn't think anything about it. We kind of grinned, went on eating. In a few minutes, somebody knocked on the door, and I just heard her come in. And they walked in, didn't say anything, walked over beside my plate, started counting out money. I looked over at Anthony, his eyes got big. I said, Anthony, when that man left, I said, that wasn't a pulley bone. That was God did that. Amen. It wasn't a pulley bone. It was pulling on the heartstrings of God. God saw a need, and God met the need. I say hallelujah. When the children of Israel was in the wilderness, God saw the need. He met the need. Amen. Hey, I remember a little boy one time took a lunch with him one day and left home. And he got out there and said, I'm going to go hear Jesus. And then they got out there and had a whole multitude of people. Fact is, it's 5,000 men, not counting women and children. And they didn't have anything to eat. And disciples said, send them away, may get bread. Jesus said, they can't do that, they'll faint. They don't have any energy, got to have something to eat. And Andrew said that the little boy has got a lunch. Said, it's not much. Jesus said, bring it to me. Hallelujah. Hey, little is much when God is in it. And the little boy gave his lunch. Jesus took it, and he blessed it and broke it and fed 5,000 men, plus women and children. I say, hallelujah. If he can do that, he can take care of me. He can take care of you. Amen. I'm glad we got a God big enough to take care of every need we have. He didn't say every want. He didn't say every little wimp we had. He said every need we have. I say glory to God and the Lamb forever, amen. I talked to a missionary the other day, Brother Gary and I was out here in the parking lot, and he said he had him a trailer. Now, he'd been traveling. I guess it's all right to tell this. He'd been traveling in a van. He made up his mind he's going to go full-time into this thing and really get with it. And he got traveling in a van, and they didn't have a trailer. Sometimes couldn't find a prophet's chamber. Sometimes couldn't find any place to stay. Didn't have any money to pay a motel bill. They would park and sleep in the van, or they'd either get out, and it was in during summer, they'd pitch a tent. And they'd sleep some in the tent and some in the van. He did that for a good while. But then one day, he found a bargain on a camper. He brought it by the other day, showed it to us. And we went out there looking at it, and he said, you know what? This is just a plus. Said, God said he'd clothe us and feed us. He didn't say anything about a house. But said, here, I have a trailer. Hallelujah. I got something traveling. And he's just praising God, thanking God for that. I said, hallelujah. We got... It's good. We give God thanks for all things. Amen. Needs, I was talking about in too, wasn't it? Let me give you the word letter K real quickly. Knowledge. Thank God for knowledge. Proverbs 1:7. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. You don't really know anything unless you feel the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. A lot could be said about that. But 1 John 5:13 says, these things I've written to you that you may, the you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life and that you may believe on the name of the Son of God. Now, three things said in that verse. Number one, you can know that you are saved. Number two, you can know how long you're saved for. He said, you may know that you have eternal life. Eternal, I think, means forever. Amen. And that being true, then he said that you may know that you have eternal life and that you may believe. If you don't believe, you can believe and come to Jesus Christ and be saved today. I say thank God and the Lamb forever for knowledge. I'm glad. Some people say, well, preacher, I don't know if I'm saved or not. Well, let's get that thing nailed down today. Preacher, how do you do that? Well, if you don't know you're saved, how do you know you're going to heaven? Well, I'm doing pretty good. I don't make a difference how you're doing. You may not cuss or drink liquor or commit adultery or any of that kind of thing, but you still could be lost without God. But if you ever really see yourself lost and come to Jesus and confess Him and repent and believe and trust and step out on faith and believe that you're saved, thank God you can know you're saved. I'll tell you another way you can know you're saved. There's a witness of the Holy Spirit on the inside. There's a tug on the inside says, I'm saved. This morning, I feel saved. I don't always feel saved, but I feel saved right now. Amen. And there's a tug on the inside lets you know you're saved. And while I'm preaching, there'll be a tug on the inside lets you know you're saved. If you're not saved, it's a good day to get saved. You can come to know. Well, let me give you this real quickly as we deal with this word, thanks. The Savior himself. I'm glad for the Savior. The angel said in Luke 2:10-11, angels appeared unto the shepherds out there in the field. And the angel said, fear not. Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For is born unto you this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And 2 Corinthians 9:15, thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. I say today, thank God for a Savior. I'm glad for Jesus. Everything that I thank God for, I'm more thankful for Jesus than anything else in the world. Jesus, a Savior. I'm thankful for my salvation. If you're reading Luke 17, you read about the 10 lepers that got healed, which was a picture of salvation, just believing God, acting on faith. But that one came back. I've often wondered about that one that came back. He was a Samaritan. The others were Jews, and they went to show themselves the priest, and he was going along with him. He might have been a proselyte. I don't know what he was. But I know one thing. When he realized he's whole, he turned back, came back to Jesus. The Bible says with a loud voice, he glorified God, giving thanks unto him. I say today, thank God for a Savior. Thank God for salvation. Thank God we can know we're saved. And going to heaven. Do you know you're saved? Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Nobody's looking. Just myself and God. Every head bowed, every eye closed. I want to try to help you just a moment. I can't make any decision for you. I can't make you make any decision. But I can ask you today to think about the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm asking you to come to him. If you're not saved, just come and ask God to save you. Somebody will pray with you and help you. But you can ask God to save you and trust Jesus as your Savior, and you can walk out of here thankful, I'm saved. Then if you're saved, but you're not where you need to be with God, your life has grown cold. You don't have that joy, that thrill. You can come, ask God to restore the joy. Then you may be today here and have a need of somebody that needs to be saved. You want to come pray for us. It may be that you just want to come and thank God for what he's given you and done for you. Thanks. Thanks. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Father, I pray you seal the words to listening hearts today. Save precious souls that's unsaved. Touch lives. Give us victory. Thank you for what you do. In Jesus' name, amen.